Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
Well, my zip code's 42303, but I don't actually have an account.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. How is it that I can assist, please?
My name is Aaron. I'm calling from Green River Credit Union in Owensboro, Kentucky. One of our members has a charge from y'all pending on their account, and I was wondering, he doesn't know what it is, so can you tell me what the improved life quality, whatever is?
We're a third-party call center, so we provide customer service to about 400 online companies. That's probably a merchant name. I would have to go through the process of accessing information from the database to find out who the charge is from.
Okay, so it would be information they would have then?
Like their zip code and their name.
Well, I can give you that information for him.
Okay.
Let me pull that up. It's 42366 is the zip code.
Okay, 42366. Okay, thank you. And their name, please?
It's Stephen J. Hamilton.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And one moment, please, while I access their information.
Thank you.
You are welcome. All right, I'm still accessing information. Okay, and for security purposes, if you would also verify their address, please.
That's 9335 State Route 951, Philpott, Kentucky.
Okay. All right, thank you for that information. All right, I've gotten an account located that is showing their name. It shows their address. The address just reads as 9335 Highway. 951 with the state, city
state
zip.
Yeah.
All right. So it shows that the call is about the Bites Hub meal app. And it shows
it again?
It's called Bites Hub, BITESHUB.
Okay.
And it shows the transaction was done today. This is the result of an individual completing a survey. For the most part, I believe it's with customers I speak with, it's with the use of their Android or their iPhone. They complete a survey. They enter a contest. It's for an item that's offered to them, either to purchase or to win. It just has Craftsman here.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a item that was offered. The Bites Hub meal app was in the terms and conditions. It's a cost of $59.89 per month. It's a subscription information. It gets sent to their email, I guess, upon signing up. Shows the Gmail account was provided on the web page, and they have to probably actually download it, but it has different features with it, like helping you to count calories and journal with it and get recipe plans and so forth.
Okay. Do you know if he were to call, is that something that could be canceled and in reverse or something?
I can go ahead and close it out since he put in an inquiry for it because it has monthly billing with it. Probably wouldn't be another charge until like June 10th. That was for the first 30 days. And since he just did it, has he contested the charge already?
Well, he just called and said that it wasn't his.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's... he doesn't realize he did it or what.
Okay, let me see if it will allow me to void it, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right, since, this was in the terms and conditions, so depends on what he read.
I'm sure it was. You know how that goes.
Yeah, it was in the terms. All right, so it did allow me to void it, so that $59.89 has returned to his account. The transaction was voided, and you'll see the pending fall off. It may already be showing adjusted.
Okay.
And I have the transaction ID for the void.
Okay, what is that?
That is 722-521-7130.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, and I also have the
Okay.
cancellation number for the Bite Sub account.
Okay.
That is the letter C as in cancel, 920-712-833.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. It cancels all future charges. Is there anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you for calling
Thank
customer
you.
support. Bye
Thank
bye
you.
now.
Have a good day. Bye.
You do the same. Bye bye.